Good morning, everyone. And happy Father's Day. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this Father's Day from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. So I did it that time without making a mistake.
You know what? That was I was waiting, and it was perfect. Good delivery, Kevin.
Thank you. We're happy to be here this morning to give you some good Irish music. The Frames will be played by me, Sean Doyle, Skintafia, the best of Paddy Riley. I have two songs from him. And also the Pogues. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got Flogging Molly in line today, the Rumjacks, and the Dubliners. And I just don't know what order we're going to put them in, so it'll be a surprise.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to be hearing first from me, and that would be David Valth from his album I Have a Love.
I have a love, and it never fades. From red garden sheds to watching lads on steads knocking heads. From the 2x2 fuck you punk stage to a warehouse rave with a bloke we met on the way dancing till day. I have a love, and it never fades. Full of plights and gripes like Achilles who loves fights. Like you did, right? Like we did twice. I love you beyond life. I have a love, and it never fades. You are God's son across the belly, remembered by pictures on your telly. Your body laying in its glow, surrounded by those you know, crying for your words and your soul. And that final loss of your glimmer of hope that we heard every time that you spoke, and choked up rooms and blocks and venues and lads and moths with words that spoke soft of those lost. Now we send you off on funeral cloths. I have a love, and it never fades. From the space where we learned to be brave and face guards, grief and knaves, and late days that could shame and break saints. With the weight of the city's hate from the smothering state, but every cent we could take went on the art that we make. We'd go straight through the day on a rake of empty plates, up to eight of us pooling 10 quid to make something great. So our love will never fade, our love will never fade. I have a love, and it never fades. Now a long way from school days, sharing books at big break with the two of us and Barry and Craig, talking tunes and poems with too much weight for our age. But the love that remains would shape the memory that stays. Even now we can see our face when those chords are replayed. Arm around me shoulder, a teenage embrace. Tell all your friends, I'd say, And a year ago or so, I played this song for you in the car stereo in the night's breeze. This bit kicked in with its synths and its keys, and you smiled as you sat next to me. You in the front, Gilly in the backseat, going 90 to the sounds as we roared down the street. The other boys stomping feet, and me in utter disbelief from the joy and the break in the beats. We got out and stood by that Kia Rio Cage stage, and I felt like I had it all. Cause I have a love and it'll never fade, and either will you, Paul.
you, but I want you all the more for that. And words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. And games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Falling slowly. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice.
We play that song fairly frequently.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's very popular. The Frames as a group were very popular in the 90s, and it's one of my favorites.
There you
and
go.
Farmer likes it, too.
I do.
Apparently. And before that, we heard from the a compilation album that never identifies the performers, called Seven Drunken Nights, which I should not play, objecting to their title. But anyway, the reels were Father O'Flynn's Irish Washerwoman and Blackberry Blossom reel. And we started off today's show with David Balfe, one of our favorite singers, and his premiere album and the self-titled first track, I Have a Love, is the name of that.
It was a good starting song.
It was a good starting song. I like David Belf. He has three albums out now. I have the first one and the third one. I don't have the second one. But I'm glad people enjoyed that, and we'll be hearing from him again. But we're going to hear something from you now, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start off this set with the Dubliners.
Well, in a neat little town they called Belfast, the friendliest trade I was found. Many an hour, sweet happiness, have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. That's happy now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I called her the queen of the land. And her hair, it tumbled over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. Who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. Oh, but she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, access to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land. Far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with the black velvet band.
Thank
you. Tumbling curls of green by stained glass streaming light, and a yellow colored lampshade used to keep us up all night, and a smile upon your face, the tears upon your cheek, and the night sky. Nightgown on the door. question mark on this heart of mine sends an elder back to look. Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again. Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye, with the genius of a druid, when the sunlight floods the tomb, and I'm never going back there, and I couldn't anyway, 'cause though I made the great escape, I never got away. Come running home again, Katie, come running.
Very pleasant summer's morning when everything was bright and gay. The birds sang out their notes so charming, and I myself was as glad as they. I dressed myself in my Sunday suit, washed my face and combed my hair, greased my brogues and sallied forth for to spend the day at Carmel Fair. I followed the tour. Whack for the tour, a lure a laddie. Whack for the tour, a lure a laddie. Whack for the tour, a lure a lay. When I arrived at the town of Carmen, crowds of people thronged the street. Some were dressed in silk and satin, some wore big brogues upon their feet. Some had hankies round their heads, with their feet and legs completely bare. Such a comical sight as you ever did see, as I saw that day at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, a lure a laddie. Whack for the tour, a lure a lay. Whack for the tour, a lure a laddie. Whack for the tour, a lure a lay. As I was passing them by in masses, examining them as I went along, looking at the fancy dresses, I spied a maid among the throng. Her smile was sweet, her figure neat, and grand was the dress that she did wear. I thought there was no one there that day to compare with her at Carmen Fair. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. I invited her in to have a treat, and she agreed without a frown. So off we went with one consent to an alehouse up in Carmen Town. I called for a pint of good strong sherry, and down in the snug we went and sat. Us two became both light and merry, and I counted myself a lucky brat. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. When in my arms I held her folded, and kissing her lips as I thought no sin. And all of a sudden the door burst open, and a big rough man came thundering in. He says, "You damned infernal ruffian, how dare you lay your hands on me wife?" He began to give me such a baiting, I feared to God he would take me life. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. Oh, husband dear, bid him well, says she. He kissed me, squeezed me, and pulled me hair. I was the lad paid well for the day I spent with his wife at Carmen Fair. Now all young lads who want a bride of unknown females, now beware. Mind the disgrace that happened to me in the damned deceitful Carmen Fair. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay. Whack for the tooraloo, laddie, whack for the tooraloo, lay.
Everyone likes Sean Doyle. Album produced by his son, Carmen Fair. The name of the album is The Light and the Half Light. I have three CDs from him, I think, if I remember correctly. And, you started off with that set.
I did. I started us off with The Black Velvet Band by the Dubliners, and that was off their 3D collection, and it's just titled The Dubliners.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a good one. They got all sorts of good music on that.
It is. It is.
All three albums have got different, all three CDs got good songs on them.
And we also heard from Mary Black. And I played the number one song on her number one first disc.
Really?
Yes. And the song that brought her into the Irish music realm, Katie. Longer version of that I've heard. And you're going to start us off, Farmer?
Yep. I'm going to start us off with Flogging Molly.
Ah, lively.
Yes.
I'm aiming for heaven, but probably wind up down in hell. Where upon this altar I will hang my guilt-ridden head. But it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Yeah, it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Rebel! Heavy are sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison shall keep. We're the rebels of the sacred heart. Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Now, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. But it's the same old story again and again and again. Such is the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night. I will such as the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night. Rebels are we, though heavy our hearts shall always be. Shall keep with the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep with the rebels at a sacred heart. Rebels are we. Don't have a heart, shall always be. A ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep with the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison. Shall keep with the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball.
Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night. the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. She defines the only answer, and I never had the time. She defines the only reason for feeling. All in all, it's all we tell her. And she defines the only reason for feeling. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. She defines the only answer, and I never had the time. She defines the only reason.
sky was clear, the morning fair. No breath came over the sea when Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me. Oh, the flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of sorrow's lonely hour. Oh, tempest wreck my lonely boat and wreck the quivering sail. One maiden from withstood the storm, 'twas the rose of Africa's burning sands. She whispered hopes of happiness and dreams of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by gain. Had fate not linked my love to hers, sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose.
Patty Riley, from the best of Patty Riley, with one of his iconic songs, The Rose of Allendale. Some people think that that song refers to Charles Stewart Parnell, the Irish politician from the 1870s, 80s, and 90s, before he dropped dead, because his romantic relationship was in Allendale, but I don't think so. But nonetheless, there you have it. And before that, we heard from the Dublin band Skinty Fia, which is in English, but the song was in Gaelic. And Acrogajo was the name of the song. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with The Rebels of the Sacred Heart, and that was by Flogging Molly.
Wow.
And that was off their album, Drunken Lullabies.
So we're going to do Today in Irish History. And the literal history for today is the Butte mining disaster. And I read this because, one, it is June 8th, and that's when the Butte mining disaster happened.
Yeah.
But two, I've been there.
Bob
and I go to Montana, we went to Butte.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to explore the copper mine that collapsed and the lake, where you are protected from the lake by this fence that you cannot climb because it's full of chemicals and poisons and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm told that birds avoid it because they've learned that it's a bad place. But while I was there, a bird landed on it and went up in a wisp of smoke. It was very disheartening. But anyway, just before midnight on the 8th of June, 1917, an explosion in a copper mine in Butte, Montana, resulted in the death of 166 people. It happened after a three-ton electric cable. Three-ton electric cable plummeted 2,500 feet down a granite mine. While a foreman was inspecting the damage, he accidentally set fire to the oil-soaked cable. The resulting explosion trapped scores of men. Most of the deaths were from asphyxiation.
Really?
Rescue attempts also ended in casualties. A foreman, Manus Duggan, helped save 28 others, but he died himself.
Oh.
At the time, Butte had the highest proportion of Irish-born residents of any U.S. city.
Really?
And in fact, I remember telling our listening audience previous that the priest in Butte was the mission church for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the priest in Pittsburgh had to learn Gaelic to minister to the Irish immigrants in Butte. As I said, the highest proportion of Irish-born residents of any U.S. city, 19 of those who died were from Ireland, by far the largest group of foreign-born workers. In 1900, some 12,000 people in Butte were of Irish descent out of a population of 47,000, and of the 1,700 people who immigrated from Cork between 1870 and 1915, 1,200 arrived in Butte, and the Copper King of Butte, Marcus Daly, was born in Bally James Duff in County Cavan. So now we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this one off with the Rumjacks.
Number 11?
No, it
number
was 3.
Yep.
Up to go in the wall, a hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny, a pub, the Guinness pot, and the cabbage crap. The eye don't want to be paddy trap. We'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked, to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked, to lock and burst your filthy mug. If you draw one more shamrock in me, beer. An Irish pub. The quick run in the filthy dog, the biting grass across the lug of the lady, oh, the dirty dog we got is an Irish pub. It's over to me.
And over to you.
We'll skip along the avenue.
And who the hell is running through?
We got us an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked, to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Where are people to laugh and burst your filthy mug? If you draw one more shamrock, it may be. They can pick the fights for co at an Irish pub. Plastic cups are polished for. We'll hold the blood right out the door and let the knuckles back for more. We've got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked. You swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked. You'll love and burst your filthy mug. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. The morning, Gary on, kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a bunch of slanch, a punk, my home, we got us an Irish pub. Split the punches, trick the willows, strike me up. The rakes are mellow, the lift, he never runs so shallow, we got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, you'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. I need you at the dimming of the day. You pull me like the moon pours on the tide. You know just where I keep my better side. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken promise, oh, a broken heart. Now all the bonny birds have wheeled away. I need you at the dimming of the day. You know just what I want. Come the night, you can be my streets in company. Why don't you come and ease your mind with me? I'm living for the night we steal away. I need you at the dimming of the day.
Let's finish off with some Canadian tunes. Hey, I said no accordion. Let's go.
And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Please stay tuned to our show next week. And all I can say is be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.